There are a lot of sayings in sports that relate to wars or battles. These sports anthems mean nothing in the real world, but in the sports world, sometimes they just fit.
They fall in line, one at a time, ready to play. I can't see them anyway. No time to lose.
For the last 3 weeks, Bemidji State has gotten out early. To follow the cliche, the Beavers have blown out their opponents and blown away their fans. For the third straight week, Bemidji State got great field position and turned that into a quick score.
Same formation, Niskowiak on the far side of the field, Richards on the near, they'll hand off to Nomain, he goes on the near side, gets a block at the 10, at the 5, still on his feet, dances away into the end zone, and a touchdown, Bemidji State on their second play of the day.
Before Minnesota Crookston could blink a week ago, it was 34-0. Jeff Tash knows that it's because of great defense that his team has had offensive success lately.
Yeah, they played great, and I agree with you. Even when you're sputtering, felt like we had things in control. So great day by them.
Weeks into the season, and MSU Moorhead was the surprise team in all of D2 football. Injuries have decimated them since, but they're still a very good football team, a team that BSU will have to play well against in order to make it 4 straight wins.
Nomain lines up next to Hine. Hine throws to the near side. Into the end zone, and touchdown Bemidji State, caught by Vince Dinkle. 6-0-1, and that makes it 13-0.
One of those back shoulder catches that they've been doing so successfully the last few weeks. We saw Dinkle in that attempt earlier in this drive. It fell incomplete, but they go back to it there.
A 5-game thriving financial weekend of the Beaver Radio Network continues next with a Benusa pregame show live from Moorhead on the Beaver Radio Network.